goes to Adia Herman. For Bus C, Cameron, you know I'm going to mess up your last name, help me out, Cameron. Wambiu Kamau. All right, Bus D, Taylor Watson. And Bus E, Leanne Long. Nice job, thank you very much, boys and girls. All right, I'm going to hand the microphone over to Ms. Scully, and she is going to give a little introduction of who and what you're going to see. Can I please see eyes and ears? Pay attention. Thank you. Hello, everyone. We are very lucky to have Ben and Amy from Penobscot Theater here this week. I'm especially thankful because I've been very sick all week, and I've let them take control of my class, and they've done an amazing job. We have a great show for you, multiple different things to share with you. Sixth grade is going to be up first, and Ben and Amy are going to come out and tell you a little bit about it while they set up behind the curtains. Here we go.
Hey guys, how you doing? All right, look at you all, it's like a sea of people. Welcome. So the sixth grade is doing a story for you based on a Native American legend, and it's called How the Rabbit Got His Long Ears and Short Tail. So this is the first time that the sixth grade has worked with us. We're having a curtain malfunction. There we go. All right. There we go. It's a beautiful curtain, man. So we're very, very, very proud of the sixth grade. They worked really hard. They only had a few hours to put together. We worked for 40 minutes a day on this for 5 days. Right? So that's less than 5 hours. They have less than a week to put it together. So put your hands together for the sixth grade. They're doing How the Rabbit Got His Long Tail and Short Ears.
So that people would have enough food to eat, plus we keep them warm. Vieta, can't they just find resources on their own?
No!
But why? We do, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Whoa!
Said the creator.
They're not always very smart. And the animals nodded.
We'll help them. He sounds like he would help us.
We're adorable pets.
And so the creator made people, allowing them to roam the earth.
Creator told the animals to watch over people, but do not approach them.
He said the people were so scared of everything.
Shh.
Ah! Aren't they just adorable?
Too cute.
Mom Quest didn't like these people very much.
They're ugly! They don't have any hair or tails! Ugh! One day Mom Quest was in a field when he saw a little boy, a people bug,
skipping by.
I'm gonna have a little fun with this ugly people bug. Mom Quest was in the long grass waiting until the boy was very, very close, and then... Human,
can I go out of first? No!
rabbit will hide and will not scare the human.
Me too!
Shakespearean tragedy. Can you believe that? So we've been discussing Shakespeare with the 7th grade and the 8th grade, but the 7th grade has been working on a play called Hamlet. And in our play called Hamlet, Hamlet, the Prince of Denmark, encounters the ghost of his father. So this one's a little bit spooky. Okay, we've got some Halloween March going on. Or it's April now, I guess, right? Today is April, is that right? Okay, excellent. I'm confused. I don't know. So we have 7A and 7B now with scenes from William Shakespeare's Hamlet. And we'll be right back with that.
But in this gross scope of my opinion, this bodes some strange eruption to our state.
Good, now sit down and tell me, he that knows why this same strict and most observant watch so nightly toils the subject of the land. But soft, behold where it goes again! I'll cross it, don't blast me, stay illusion. If thou hast any sound or use of voice, speak to me, speak to me! Stay and speak, stubborn Marcellus!
Shall I strike you with my person?
Do it if it will not stand!
Tis here!
Tis here!
Tis gone. It was about to speak when the cock crew.
And then it started like a guilty thing upon a fearful summons.
It faded on the cry of the cock, the bird of drowning sinneth. And then they say, no spirit dares to stir aboard it. No fairy takes, nor witch hath power to charm. So hallowed and so gracious in the time.
So I have heard, and do in part I believe. Break we our watch, and by my advice, let us impart we have to see tonight unto young Hamlet, for upon my life, the spirit dumb to us will speak to him.
Let's do it, I pray, and then this morning know where we shall find him most convincingly.
Look, my lord, it comes. Angels and ministers of grace, defend us. Be thou a spirit of hell or God condemned. Bring with thee airs from heaven or blasts from hell. Be thy intents wicked or charitable. Thou comest in such a questionable shape that I will speak to thee. I'll call thee Hamlet. King, Father, Royal Dane, oh answer me. Let me not burst in ignorance, but tell why thy canonized bones burst in death. Have burst their cerements, why the sepulchre, wherein we saw thee quietly inurned. Hath ox his ponderous and marble jaws to cast thee up again. See, say, why is this? Wherefore? What should we do?
It beckons you to go away with it, as if it some department did desire to alone.
Look, with what satisfaction it waves you from our room now, but do not go with it.
No, by no means.
Why? What should be the fear? What can it do to that? Being a thing immortalized itself, it waves me forth again. I'll follow it.
Do not, my lord.
What if it tempts you toward the flood, my lords, or through the dreadful summit of the cliff?
It waves me still. Go on, I'll follow it.
You shall not go, my lord.
Hold off your hands.
Be ruled, you shall not go.
Unhand me, gentlemen! By heaven, I'll make a ghost of him that lets me. I say away. Go on, I'll follow thee.
He waxes desperate with imagination.
Let's follow. 'Tis not fit for an infest to obey him.
Have after. To what issue will this come?
Something is wrong in the state of Denmark.
Heaven will direct it.
Nay, let's follow him.
Where will thou lead me? Speak. I'll go no further.
Mark me.
I will.
My hour has almost come. When I do souls and tormenting flames, must I wrap myself.
Alas, poor ghost.
Pity me not by lend thy curious hearing to what I shall unfold.
Speak, I am bound to hear.
For thou to avenge when thou shalt hear.
What?
I am thy fallen spirit, doomed for a certain term to walk the night, but that I am forbid to tell the secrets of my prison house. I can tell a tale of Vulcan whose lightest words would tear up thy soul, freeze thy dark blood, make two eyes like stars, right from this pierce.
List,
if thou didst have thy dear father's love.
Oh God!
Revenge is foul!
Murder!
Murder most foul!
Haste me to note that I may swift to my revenge.
I now, Hamlet, hear. 'Tis given out that sleeping my orchard, a serpent stung me, so the whole air of Denmark was bored by a process of my death. But know, thou noble youth, that the serpent that did sting thy father's life now wears his crown.
Oh, my prophetic soul, my uncle!
Aye, that feast, with witchcraft and his wit, with traitor's gifts, the will of my most seeming virtuous queen, O Hamlet, could have fallen off was there. The wound that went, for my dignity, my love that was of dignity, that went hand in hand, even with the vows I made to her in marriage.
But soft, methinks I set the morning air. Brief let me be, sleeping within my orchard, my custom always of the afternoon. Upon my secure hour, thy humble stole me, which you suppressed heaven on in a vial.
And in the porches of my ears did pour the leprous system in whose effect holds such an entity with blood of man, that sweats of quicksilver courses through the natural gates and alleys of the body, and with a sudden vigor doth possess and curd like eager droppings in the milk.
Thus I was sleeping by a brother's hands of life of crown of queen that once dispatched.
Oh, horrible! Oh, horrible! Most horrible! If thou hast nature in thee, bear it not!
But howsoever thou pursuest, this act taint not thy mind, nor let thy soul contrive against thy mother aught. Leave her in heaven in those thorns that in her bosom lodge, to prick and sting her. Fear thee at once, the glow worm shows the man to be near, and gives to pale his ineffectual fire. Adieu, adieu.
Hamlet, remember me!
So we have one final group to go. It's eighth grade, and they've worked with the play Macbeth. And in this play, Macbeth is the king of Scotland. It's Scotland in medieval times, and he encounters a group of strange ladies that they call witches. So this one really is like Halloween in April. Okay, but we're very proud of the eighth grade. They put together a stellar scene for you to watch. It's a little spooky again, but a lot of fun too. So give your best attention to the eighth grade doing Macbeth. Thank you.
Seek to know no more.
I'll be satisfied to deny me this.
wants to try a little acting? Okay, so everybody stand up right from where you are. Wherever you are, stand up on your feet. Okay? So, we start each day with a little vocal exercise we like to call vocal siren. Okay? Where we go from the bottom of our voice to the top of our voice and we make a big siren sound that helps us learn how to use our voice and be loud in the presentation. Alright? So before we do that, everybody do me a favor and make a big lion face. Open your face as wide as you can and make a growl sound. Good, now do the opposite thing. Shrink it right up. Now open it again. Alright, so I'm going to do a vocal siren, then we're going to try one together. Ready? I'm going to do it, so just listen. Here we go, this is what it sounds like. Are you ready? So on the count of three, let's try it together. One, two, three, go. Okay, so now I want to turn this into a little bit of a contest. Okay, so we have a dividing line right here. So this side of the gym is one team, and this side of the gym is another team. Okay, so this side we're going to go first. Ready? Ready? One, two, three, go. And this side, one, two, three, go! Okay, now turn and face each other. Okay, good. And this team, go! Ready? As loud as we can. One, two, three, go! And this side, give it back to him. One, two, three, go! Forever. Amazing. I'm going to call it a tie. Okay? So everybody take your seat again. We've got just one more thing to announce before we go home today. Okay? So we wanted to announce this week's golden groups. Okay? So we have the nominees are, yes, drum roll please, the nominees are 2, grade 3, both pre-Ks. 7A, grade 5, and drum roll please. The runner-up is kindergarten! Yes! And can I get another big drum roll please? This week's winner of Golden Group is grade 4! You get to hold on to that for a week? Sweet! Pure gold!
Because Ben and Amy were having them scream a lot in the classroom.